Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the state cross-country championships held on Saturday. Let's take a look at some of those results locally. In Class 3A boys action, it was Mount Vernon Lisbon winning the team title by 2 points over Grinnell at the top. Individually, Jeremy Fopma of Marion was the champ, beating his teammate Miles Bach, who finished in second place. For Atlantic, Phoenix Shadden had a great run on Saturday. He placed 10th with a time of 16 minutes 37 seconds. He was actually able to beat out J.J. Orpett of Carlisle, who finished 11th. They leaned at the tape, and Shadden just got him. Orpett was the fellow who beat Shadden in the regional meet to advance to the state meet, so Phoenix Shadden finishing 10th for Atlantic. Also for Atlantic, Bradley Dennis ran a good race. He ran 17 minutes, 6.8 seconds. That was good for 33rd place overall in Saturday's boys 3A race. In boys class 2A action Saturday, it was Mid Prairie winning the title with 98 points. Unity Christian was the runner-up. Individually, Andrew Stumbo of Garner Hafey, or of Ogden, rather, was the champion. Locally, Southwest Iowa's Adam Thompson placed 41st overall in that meet. In Class 1A boys, it was Nottoway Valley capturing the team championship quite easily, actually. They ran 36 points on Saturday, easily outdistancing Pekin, who had 92 for second place. ACGC placing third overall, as the Chargers had 105 points, good for third place in the Class 1A boys meet. Boyer Valley placed seventh, while Panorama was 14th in that boys team championship on Saturday. Take a look at some of the numbers for you individually. Riley Bauer of North Union was the individual boys 1A champ. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer placed second overall. Shane Braheny led his Nottoway Valley team with a third place finish. Nottoway Valley's Bryson Wallace was eighth. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley was ninth. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley placing 11th, while Skyler Rawlings of Nottoway Valley placing 13th. Landon Foster of ACGC ran 15th overall Saturday. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley was 18th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley running 19th overall in Saturday's meet. Also ACGC's Noah Nelson, 34th overall. Logan Sherman of ACGC, 37th. And Cale Billheimer, 40th for ACGC in Saturday's meet. Let's take a look at the girls' side of things. The Class 3A girls, Decorah won the team title by 4 points over Pella. Denison placed 10th overall in the team competition. Individually, it was Adriana Catcher of Center Point Urbana winning the team, the individual championship. Reagan Anderson of Denison placing 6th. Her teammate Ellie Mendlick was 16th overall. Atlantic's top finisher, well, the only runner, was Ashley Wentz. She ran 37th overall, time of 20 minutes, 13.9 seconds in that 3A run on Saturday. Also in girls' class 2A action Saturday, it was Monticello winning the team title with 93 points. Shenandoah Essex was 8th overall, Underwood placing 13th overall. Individually, Anna Hostetler of Mid Prairie Wellman was the champion. Carly Larson of Underwood placed 3rd overall, with Missouri Valley's Alexis Cook 15th. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex was 23rd. Underwood's Kylie Cook was 34th. And Carly Manrose of Shen Essex placing 36th in that 2A race. Girls Class 1A on Saturday, Central Elkader was the champ with 69 points. Griswold placed 8th overall with 222 points. Panorama was 10th, and ACGC was 11th overall. Individually, Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the state championship as she runs 19 minutes, 38.7 seconds, a little more than 2 seconds faster than Sheridan Lacoste of Rockford to win the title. Nottoway Valley's Reagan Weinheimer placing 5th overall. ACGC's Emma Swanson was 8th. Also in Saturday's race, Joanna Topham of Griswold placed 16th. Logan Magnolia's Taylor Sporer was 18th. Riverside's Alexis Post running 23rd on Saturday. A whole bunch of runners locally involved in the races on Saturday in 1A, as Bedford's Emma Lucas was 34th. Devin Kemble of Panorama, 35th. Panorama's Brianna Hoffman was 48th. Caitlin Holliday of CAM, 52nd overall in the match race on Saturday. Caitlin Tremmel of Boyer Valley was 56th. IKM Manning's Peyton Spohr, 63rd. Griswold's Charlie Adams running 67th. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was 72nd. Also Griswold's Anna Young placing 80th overall in Saturday's Girls 1A race. Also in the Saturday action, high school activities. It was the girls' regional swimming meets as they were trying to qualify for the state meet on Saturday for the state swimming championships. Atlantic has 8 qualifiers after Saturday's regionals at Southeast Polk High School. Among the qualifiers, the Atlantic 200-yard medley relay. The team of Anna Marie Lowry, Jessica Hartwig, Madeline Kicklin, and Michaela Kicklin placed second in their region, and they advanced to the state meet. Also in the 200-yard freestyle, Cambry Miller of Atlantic placed third in the regional, and she'll advance to state in that race. The 200-meter IM saw Jessica Hartwig of Atlantic place fifth on Saturday in the regional, and she'll advance to the state meet. Also in the 50-yard freestyle, Michaela Kicklin of Atlantic was third to qualify. In the 100-yard freestyle, Cambry Miller of Atlantic placed third Saturday to advance to the state meet. Also in the 200-yard freestyle relay, Atlantic's team of McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kicklin, Cambry Miller, and Michaela Kicklin placed second in the regional to advance. In the 100-yard breaststroke, it was Jessica Hartwig of Atlantic placing fifth to advance. And also in the 400-yard freestyle relay, the team of McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kicklin, Cambry Miller, and Michaela Kicklin placed third overall in the race Saturday to advance to the state meet. The girls' state swimming championships will be held this Saturday, November 5th, at the Marshalltown YMCA. Also, regional volleyball action continues tonight with regional championship matches in 3A at Atlantic. Kemper Catholic will face off against Red Oak. Also in Class 4A tonight, Lewis Central will play Sergeant Bluff Luton. That match at Lewis Central High School. The winners off to state. In NFL play yesterday, Nick Foles threw a couple of touchdown passes in relief of the injured Alex Smith to help the Kansas City Chiefs hold off Indianapolis 30-14. That was a rough game for the Chiefs, who lost Smith twice after hits to the head and finished the game with Sharkhandrick West as their only healthy running back. Smith was checked for a concussion in the first half and cleared to return, which he did in the second quarter. He left again early in the third quarter after Clayton Gathers shoved Smith's head to the turf as the QB tried to slide underneath the tackle. Smith was then diagnosed with a concussion and did not return. Somehow both quarterbacks kept the Chiefs' offense in sync. Foles' 14-yard TD pass to Travis Kelce early in the second quarter made it 10-0. Smith made it 17-7 at the half with a 13-yard TD pass to Jeremy Maclin. And after Smith's second departure, Foles hooked up with Tyreek Hill on a 34-yard scoring pass for a 24-7 lead. This time, the Chiefs prevented Andrew Luck from pulling off another comeback, similar to the previous time these teams met in January 2014. Foles was 16 of 22 for 223 yards, no interceptions. Luck finished 19 of 35, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception, as well as 1 fumble lost for the Colts, who are now 3-5. The Chiefs 5-2 on the season with that win. Elsewhere in the NFL, 3 overtime games. One of them wasn't decided, though. Washington and Cincinnati played in London yesterday, and they were treated to a tie. It was 27-27 after the overtime period. Oakland beat Tampa Bay in OT 30-24. Raiders are 6-2. Dallas beat Philadelphia in overtime 29-23. Elsewhere, it was Houston over Detroit 20-13. New Orleans beat Seattle 25-20. Carolina topping Arizona 30-20. The Jets over Cleveland 31-28. New England beat Buffalo 41-25. Denver topping San Diego 27-19. And Atlanta beat Green Bay 33-32. Well, the top of the Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll looks a lot like last week's. Alabama remains the top team following a bye week, with Michigan ranked second, Clemson third, Washington fourth, and Louisville fifth. The Crimson Tide received all but one of the 61 first-place votes from the media panel. The remaining vote was cast for Michigan. Ohio State is sixth, followed by Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Florida. Number 22 Oklahoma State and number 25 Washington State are poll newcomers, while Houston and Tennessee drop from the top 25. Broken down, the Atlantic Coast Conference, Southeastern Conference, and Big Ten each have 5 teams in this week's poll. The Atlantic Coast Conference has fined Florida State $20,000 after football coach Jimbo Fisher criticized officials after Saturday night's game against number 3 Clemson. Fisher was livid over 3 fourth quarter calls in the Seminoles' 37-34 loss. Well, the Chicago Cubs have earned themselves a return trip to Cleveland by extending the World Series to a 6th game. Aroldis Chapman finished with John Lester started as the two were magnificent in the Cubs' 3-2 victory over the Indians in Game 5. But Chicago also needed a 3-run 4th inning to keep alive their quest to end a 108-year championship drought. Lester was reached for two runs and four hits while striking out five over six innings. He served up a solo homer by Jose Ramirez in the second inning, but otherwise was in command during his second start of the series. Chapman recorded his first eight-out save of his career and the first in a World Series game since Madison Bumgarner's five-inning gem in the 2014 Fall Classic. The lefty stranded an inherited runner on third in the seventh inning and then struck out four while limiting Cleveland to just one hit. The Indians' early lead was erased when Chris Bryant led off the bottom of the fourth with Chicago's second home run of the series. Ben Zobrist followed with a double and scored on Addison. Anthony Rizzo followed with a double to score on Addison Russell's RBI single. David Ross added a sacrifice fly to make it 3-1. Cleveland got within a run on Francisco Lindor's RBI single in the sixth inning, but the threat ended when Ross threw out Lindor on a stolen base attempt. Trevor Bauer was lifted after four innings, charged with three runs and six hits and seven strikeouts. Bauer has been tagged with both Cleveland losses so far in the series. Game six is Tuesday night with a possible seventh game at Progressive Field on Wednesday. And in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson earned one of four coveted spots in next month's title-deciding season Sprint Cup finale by winning at Martinsville Speedway, his ninth on the Virginia track. The six-time NASCAR champion will be racing for his seventh championship, which would tie him for the all-time record with Hall of Famers Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Jr. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.